on the phone Christmasing with us today, Bobby from Fit for a King. Hello, sir.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
Good, no problem. Merry Christmas and welcome to our Riot Christmas show. It's our first time having Fit for a King a part of our Christmas show.
Awesome. Well, I'm very happy to be a part of it. Thank you.
So, Bobby, talk to us about your Christmas, man. What's your game plan?
Well, let's see. Last weekend, we went and had Christmas with my dad's side of the family. And then Christmas Day, we are going to... sorry, that's my daughter.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, she's cute.
And then Christmas Day, we're going up to Kansas for my mom's side of the family.
Nice. Okay. Very good.
And your daughter, did she have something she wanted to say? Or?
Probably.
Yeah. Any last-minute Christmas gift ideas, maybe? Aw.
Maybe.
So what's the big Christmas tradition? Is there anything for your family, like when you get together, it's like, oh, we have to do blank?
Not necessarily, no. Well, my mom's side of the family, we always have a big, like a Mexican food feast.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whenever we get together, that usually happens on Christmas Eve.
Okay. I like that a lot better because my family, a lot of times, they'll do like, hey, we're going to get ham. And it's like...
The traditional stuff,
right.
Yeah.
If you're telling me that I could have a really good burrito or something, I would take that over, I think, ham.
Definitely. Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree. Yeah, we love it. I think they probably spend a couple of days, maybe like 2.5 days, preparing the meal.
Whoa!
But yeah, it's
that
amazing.
Means it's really good food then. That's really, really good food.
Yes. Yes, very good, very authentic.
Aww, that's good.
Well, I usually spend anywhere from 2.5 to 3 minutes getting my Christmas dinner ready.
Well, you also work hard on yours. You have your family traditions, and people have different styles.
Everybody's
that's
got
fine.
A different way to do it.
We all bring a different dish to the table, so it's good.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Bobby, what about the rest of the guys? You got any, like, did you guys already do your gift exchange in the band?
Is there a Fit for a King, like a Christmas
Secret
party?
Secret Santa?
We actually have never done a Fit for a King Christmas party before.
Now, I am shocked at that. No.
Yeah, we totally should. Our bass player, Tuck, is actually in town for the week. Just because we had some shows overseas, and now we have some shows down in Texas. So he's actually staying down here. He lives in New York. So while he's here in town, we should definitely get together and at least just have like a small party or something. Just
yeah.
the four of us.
We were talking to a group called Citizens and Saints, and they do a tradition where, you know, like instead of a white elephant, like gift exchange sort of party, you bring like a vinyl. So everybody brings a vinyl to, you know, gift to each other, or you can do like a Blu-ray party, like
there
for, you know, something like that. And so that way it
keeps it
fun with some sort of theme.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. We need to discuss something like that. We're never in the same area during the holidays. So now that we finally are, we definitely need to do something, the four of us.
Or you guys are going to get together for the holidays and be like, this is why
we
don't
never
get
together
for the
yes,
holidays.
That's true.
Exactly.
This right here is the problem.
This is why we need separate states now.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what's 2017 shaping up to be for Fit for a King? You guys got any plans that you're allowed to talk about?
We're supporting two just metal bands called After the Burial and Amir. We have that tour happening starting the end of February. And then we have the rest of the year figured out, but I guess that's all that I'm allowed to
say at that time. That's all right.
Okay. But we'll be busy all throughout the year. I guess that's about all I can say at the moment.
Still supporting, you know, Death Grip and stuff, which is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
So that is something that 2017 will continue with.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, Bobby, anything else about Fit for a King and Christmas that we should know about before I hang up on you?
Well,
Sounds good.
Okay. That's a tough question.
You know what? We always ask bands, you know, for our Christmas shows, and some have all these elaborate things and some don't. And, you know, just it all depends.
And just to be clear, Bobby, I always like to ask people a question like that because a lot of times what happens is we get somebody in here, I ask them a lot of questions, and then when the interview's over, they'll say, like, oh, we were supposed to talk about that thing we did on the website. So I always want to make sure that if you had
one final chance,
if you had that thing where you're like, man, I got to make sure I talk about this, I wanted to give you that chance.
Yeah, well, I get unfortunately, I don't think I really have anything. Yeah,
right. That's good.
I guess there's nothing exciting happening for the holidays in terms of the band, but maybe next year.
Right on.
Hopefully next year we'll plan to do something exciting.
Well,
definitely.
You've still got that Blu-ray/vinyl exchange you guys can do.
Yeah, so if the band decides to do that, you still have time before Sunday, so you can still get it in before Christmas.
Well, hey, man, Merry Christmas from us to you and to the rest of the guys. We appreciate you hanging out with us today.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Too. Hang tight 1 second. Again, don't forget for Fit for a King, Death Grip is amazing. Mm-hmm. You can find that through shop.radiou.com. And so is our Christmas song, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
It is The Riot.